Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The Home Depot's Holiday Gift Center has great gifts for any doer on your list and the best prices of the year just for you on top-rated brands like DeWalt, Ryobi, Milwaukee, and Makita. Right now, the DeWalt Atomic Drill and Impact Combo Kit is just $149, normally $229. Order online for easy in-store pickup or delivery. The Holiday Gift Center, in-store and online, and Black Friday prices now through December. Gift-giving improved. From the Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
You've been a Finals MVP before. This is a pretty special situation when you come to a team like this that's never been there, and now you're heading there. How has that registered with you?
It's still surreal to me right now. You know, we just won Game 6, but you know, this is what we've been striving for all season. Everybody here wants to get to the Finals and win it. I mean, and it's not over yet. So we're going to enjoy the win tonight, go in the locker room, and see what we got to do tomorrow for the next team.
Congratulations, Kawhi. Now, Kyle, I'll let you enjoy that. Man. You're going to the NBA Finals for the first time in your career. That's not bad.
Okay. Woo!
I don't even know where.
Is this real life?
Oh.
Is this real?
Buddy. We're going to the goddamn Finals, Barry.
Speechless, which is probably not good for a podcast. Season 6, episode 17.
Six goddamn seasons of this.
Got us here. Barry Taylor with Nick Reynoldson, talking Raptors, broadcasting as always on Raptors Republic. Shout out to Zarar, the Raptors Republic team, every Raptors fan that's gone through so much like many of us.
Yeah.
I haven't wrapped my head around all of this.
It still feels like I watched myself play 2K and win the championship. And I'm happy because I won some shit, but I'm like, I don't know if it was real. You know?
Until things start on Thursday, the jury's out. I feel.
Yeah. Once you start seeing the graphics and,
buddy,
we're at the final. Oh my god!
All these U.S. reporters tweeting about going to Toronto and where are we?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
We're literally at the goddamn top of the mountain, buddy.
Unbelievable. Let's get going. By the way, shout out to and thank you to the people that hit us up requesting podcasts, some ruder than others.
A lot of rude people. Listen, man. Jesus Christ.
Call
me a punk bitch and ask me to record a podcast. What are you, out of your goddamn mind?
It was a little disrespectful.
This is how happy we are.
Yes. We recorded a very inebriated one after game 5.
Yeah.
But my entire Pro Tools laptop, everything crashed.
Yeah.
Which, again, we said this on Twitter, is very on brand.
It's perfect for this.
For our podcast.
Absolutely.
That it happens after such a big game.
Yeah.
But, you know, we made it out. Here we are. By the way, went PC.
Unbelievable.
Done with Mac.
Everyone's making big changes, buddy.
Okay. This is what it's about.
Yeah, it's a new time.
We're NBA Eastern Conference champions now.
Yeah. You went through the...
We bucked the trends. We don't
Mac in the garbage. Let's get it going.
Exactly. And also, just real quick, the dude at the Mac store was like, you should probably get a PC.
It's crazy.
Unreal.
Shout out to that dude for telling like it is. He didn't have to.
I was on the fence. I was kind of upset with the way the Mac had been working, but I was like, I don't know enough about a PC. And the guy at the Mac store, straight up, get a PC.
There it is. You know why, man? It's good vibes in the city.
Exactly.
Toronto's in an amazing goddamn place. Everyone's helping each other out. Everyone's loving each other.
Because this was after game six.
Yeah.
So everyone's, you know.
Everyone, you're going to tell your fellow man what's up. Look him right in his eyes and tell him the truth. That's what we're on now.
We're back and we're powered by Windows 10.
Yeah.
Drake, here's your money. Take it all.
Take it all, baby.
Enjoy all of it. Take more.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't be a better global ambassador.
So he's going to drop music, right? Like, what are we? We're going to the finals and Drake's not going to drop a song?
Like a quick mix?
Just drop a banger.
Yeah.
Just give us a banger, man.
I'm in.
Dude, can I just say, like, really quickly? I don't know if you, like, when you, did you watch the, like the promo for the games?
Not yet, no.
Like, not the finals.
For game six?
They used Tragically Hip.
Oh, a lot of Tragically Hip, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand. Right. We're doing the whole Canada's team mm-hmm. stuff, but, like, looks super weird.
Looks dumb.
Watching people play basketball to the Tragically Hip.
Yeah, and nothing but respect for Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip, of course.
Yeah.
Who, you know, but...
Rest in paradise, goddammit.
Absolutely, and the stuff he did raising awareness on his final days for Indigenous women.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
Great human being, mm-hmm. but... And you know what? Maybe the song intro is a nice touch, but then for them to keep using it throughout the broadcast, I was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. It's a weird mood, man.
Like, listen.
It's a weird mood. I like to get the beginning. You're right. The beginning of broadcast,
the beginning was
that's
just
beautiful.
Nice. It was nice. But yeah. I mean, okay, let's get Leonard Cohen going if we're going to go down this path.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a little hallelujah.
It was weird. I agree with you. But whatever.
I can't say hallelujah. There it
hallelujah.
Is. I got it. Hallelujah.
Got it. Nailed it.
What the hell is wrong with me?
Woo. Hey, I mean, I think you're still...
Buddy, I think was drunk for 24 hours.
I woke up the next morning drunk, but I was so happy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, often when I wake up drunk after a heavy night of drinking, I'm not in a good mood.
You got regrets.
Right. A lot of anxiety.
You feel awful. Your head hurts.
Panic sets in. I woke up smiling and... Just had a great day.
Oh, yeah. Threw up and went right on your day, just happy as hell.
Hair of the dog kept it going.
The best puke you've ever had in your life.
Thing one.
So we talked about this. Actually, interestingly, put out a poll. Not interestingly, but we put out a Twitter poll mid-series against Milwaukee and was like, where do you like to watch your playoff games? Overwhelming majority said they like to watch them alone.
Yeah.
I was watching game six alone. My girlfriend was there for the first half and then had to leave. So... nothing against my girlfriend, but thankfully I wasn't. It could have been anybody, but I was alone. I had some beer. I had some weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the game, and that's all I needed.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched it at my spot alone, drinking, smoking, and just...
Having a great fucking time.
Loving my life.
Yeah.
Really. You were here.
I was right
here.
Home. Yeah, I was at my home.
Right.
With my girlfriend. I sat in front of her, and so she sat behind me, so literally there was no distractions.
Yeah,
I could not sit on the couch with her.
Yeah.
It was weird, man. I literally, like, we won, and it was like a wave washed over my body. I literally got so hot I had to take off my clothes. I didn't know what the fuck to do, man.
Someone pointed out in that Twitter poll about watching the game, though, and it was this is the first time. They said it's best to watch it alone, but then when there's a big moment they win, you kind of want other people around. That, and it was literally after a few minutes after the victory, I was like, I wish you and I were hanging out drinking.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And like Monty, but I don't know. And any more than that, I think we're good.
Yeah,
you know?
That's just three guys.
Just one or two buddies. Like,
but I did, like, after I put my clothes back on, I did go, I took a beer and went outside, man. Like, I needed to be, I didn't need to be around the people.
I like that you took your clothes off. Like,
full on took Michael. Buddy, I was screaming and running around the goddamn apartment.
I was doing that as well. Clothes, though. I had my clothes on.
I had to take them off. I was so hot, I'm telling you. I just, like, got...
Okay.
Just started sweating immediately. It was fucking crazy.
That might be the most fucked up reaction I've heard this.
Buddy, you're telling me. I couldn't believe what was happening.
Okay.
I'm hot! I have to take my clothes off.
Unbelievable. It just, the whole thing was... I don't even know.
Top to bottom, man.
Even, like, they were down 7 at halftime and then didn't really look that great in the third quarter, but didn't you just kind of feel like, I think we're okay, you know? Like, it was never any traditional Raptors panic, you know?
It was, yeah, it's never like, here we go again.
Right.
I'm telling you, man.
Which happened at the beginning of this series. A lot of people hit us up on Twitter before game one and were just saying, wow, I'm unreasonably calm right now.
Yeah.
And I think we all were for, I don't know, maybe it's just in the stars, you know?
Oh, it's Kawhi fucking Leonard.
It is Kawhi Leonard.
Literally, that's the reason why everyone feels like, you just see what this guy can do, and you're like, oh my God, okay.
The man's disposition.
The sky is the limit, God damn it. And we're in the clouds right now, baby.
It's so God.
Let's fucking get it.
Having a superstar on your team is just next level shit, where you're just like, we got someone that you can trust.
Dude, it never felt like this before. Like, I swear to God, I don't think I knew what love was until we are in the goddamn finals.
The whole thing was unbelievable. That one, when Leonard, you know, did that late dunk on Giannis, and it's just like, holy shit, is this happening? Like, is this really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Fucking, are we doing this? You know,
dude.
And then I will say that when they showed when there was a second or something remaining, and they showed Kyle Lowry, and he was smiling. Legit hit me. Like,
oh, I choked up hard, man.
I was just seeing that man sincerely smile and his joy and knowing the journey.
Hell yeah. No one deserves it more than that dude, man.
Fought back tears for that. Legit tears.
Dude, we started this podcast 6 years ago and we literally were going to fucking tank for Wiggins. That's why we were like, we should, this is a great idea. Let's trade everybody.
Tank for Wiggins. And he was gone. He was a New York Knick, Kyle Lowry.
Thank you.
Gonzo.
James Dolan.
Yeah, part of this Eastern Conference Championship goes to James
Dolan. He's getting a ring, man. We got to send him a ring.
I didn't even think of that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, man.
James Dolan, this is as much yours as is anybody's. Yeah,
well, come to the parade, buddy.
Thank you so much. We just saw on Twitter that Serge Ibaka, after the game, was at a Rolson.
This guy's going back to the goddamn finals. Took a stroll down Spadina into Rolson. How hilarious. And he was by himself, it looked like.
But he's by himself wearing a fedora, strutting in there.
People lose their shit.
Of course, you know, as you would. I assume he's getting some cold tea and egg rolls.
He's got to be. He went straight to the back room.
Yeah. And I also like that that's his go-to for late night Chinese food.
I'm just like Kawhi. Kawhi's probably like, listen, man, you got to go get this shit. You keep talking about it. Go pick it up then, Serge.
I would like to know what other local spots they like, you know? Like,
yeah.
Is there something, they must know amazing food spots.
I mean.
And they've clearly got, I mean, Ibaka's got good taste if he's going to fucking
Rolson.
Buddy.
They're just regular, they're just like us, man.
They really are. You or I could play
shit-faced at 3 o'clock in the morning walking in a Rolson. It's a normal Saturday, baby. What do you mean?
There's something else I'll say about game six that actually caught me off guard was I thought Leo Rowden's had a really good broadcasting game.
He actually got choked up, and I was getting choked up watching Leo Rowden's get choked up.
Yeah, and I think we've both, you know, been moderate in terms of Leo Rowden's support, or where it's like, yeah, whatever, you know?
Dude, you know what it is? Figured it out, man.
Okay.
We're all like a family.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got an uncle that you think is a piece of shit, and that's Leo Rowden's. He's just like, I love him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to talk to you right now at the dinner table, man.
And I think that's why...
I know I should have went to school. I get it, bro. I know. Comedy's a bad idea. I get it.
He's all tan from his fucking...
Yeah, he's got showing me pictures
home.
Of his dogs. I don't give a shit.
I think that is also... That's a good analogy. And I think that's partly why when Matt Devlin came, it was just... For me, anyway, I was just kind of like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, yeah, you're the new guy.
Stepdad. He was totally the stepdad.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be like, hey, I've been here since day one.
Yeah,
it's like, no, you haven't, man.
No.
You don't know what we've gone through. You don't know what this is about.
No.
I mean, now... Whatever. Do what you got to do, Matt.
We're going to the finals, man.
We're going to the fucking finals.
I still can't even believe it, dude.
It really is insane. The one thing I'll say about the Milwaukee Bucks, though, and I think I noticed this about like game three or game four. No, I'd say game four because they obviously won the first two. But I was like, man, this team is the Raptors 3 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I was just like, buddy, I didn't want to say anything out loud because.
We don't want to jinx the goddamn team.
But I was like, these guys ain't it, man. And they had a little thing like they've got a new arena. You know what I mean? That shit never happened. That never works when you get a new arena. Like next year, Golden State is not going to the NBA Finals.
Right.
Because they're going to have a new arena.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to start history all over
again. Yeah, it just, for whatever reason, the basketball gods don't like new arenas.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're right, man. It was like they were shook, dude. You could see it.
And Giannis.
The game started getting close. Like these guys were freezing. As much as we were saying, like our guys were scared to shoot last series, buddy.
Terrified.
These guys were fucked.
And Giannis looked like he was going for the Mr. Regular Season Trophy, right? Like, yeah. He's just like, hey, I'm the MVP. And it's like, you're not in here, man.
Not with this.
I guess this team.
Not with this dude, buddy.
This guy. I don't know. It's still.
We have the best player on the planet on our team.
Yes.
How the fuck is this even? And I love him now. You know what I mean? God damn it, bro.
He's one of us. He's in the family forever. Listen. He's just a Toronto rapper.
I love everything about him, man. I love him in interviews so much.
The best. How do you beat the Milwaukee Bucks 4 straight games? I don't know. I haven't done it yet. Incredible. Yeah. Have you ever played, what was it, 59 minutes before?
I have not done that.
59 minutes before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do you go from here? I'm going back to Toronto.
They're like, what's going into the Eastern or the finals? What's the mood like? I haven't been in the locker room yet.
The game just ended. I haven't gone back there yet.
Come on. This guy was made for a fucked up We the North team.
Yeah, right? Dude.
Like, this is perfect.
Yeah, man.
It is perfect.
It is hilarious. You're made for us, Kawhi. We're made for each other.
Just always.
Match made in heaven.
Always remind the. Oh.
And, dude, how crazy was it that he did not want to hold the goddamn Eastern Conference trophy?
So I guess that's a thing in the NBA, too. Wouldn't know because I haven't gotten to that trophy presentation before. Yeah. And usually don't
You
tune
can
in.
Tell Kyle's never been there. He put that hat on faster than shit, buddy.
He put that hat on and hugged that trophy like it was fucking missing
child.
Dude,
he had the game ball. This guy was juggling his kids. Like, bro, you're going to drop something, and I know it's not going to be a trophy. Cam's about to hit the deck, bro.
Kids leave concussed. Yeah, don't worry. But I also like how, like, later on he was just carrying it around literally like it was a bag of groceries. Yeah. Like, he's just walking down the hall, just like,
because even he's like, okay, all right, let's go. Now we're going to the finals. Yeah. I can literally win a goddamn championship.
Whew. I
just love that Kawhi didn't want to hold it.
It's great. Like, is it I guess it's a superstition.
I think it's like more like he was like letting
the other
like
guys do it.
Kyle's like I think he knew that's Kyle's moment.
Okay. That was
because he did pick it up and hoist it, but he immediately put that shit back on the table.
It was a very, speaking of that, very emotional when they were doing that post game and Ernie Johnson said Kyle Lowry's name and everyone lost their minds.
Lowry, come on. Goosebumps, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I choked up and all that.
That's legit.
I was naked at that point. Crying. Drunk, so happy,
watching
naked.
Watching on
and
your
crying.
Phone in the shower, just shaking. Who knows? Listen, no one knows how people are going to deal with greatness.
Nobody
knows until it arrives.
No, man.
Okay, so sorry, but is that a curse in the NBA too?
I know, it's
a thing in the NHL.
It definitely is a thing in the NHL where
you don't touch the
trophy. Yeah,
yeah, the whatever the fuck. I don't even know what it is, but because you're like, that's not what we're here for.
Doesn't matter, man.
Whatever.
Like I think that's a topic coming up. The curses.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Maybe that's a good segue.
That's a perfect segue.
Hey, we still got it.
Again, Windows 10, bringing you the finest in Toronto Raptor podcasting.
Thing two.
So thing two, let's talk about the curses that are done.
All of the fucking curses are done.
No one's ever talking shit about Kyle Lowry ever again.
You better not.
Ever.
You better not.
Listen, I think we even said this earlier this playoff.
We have.
Where it's like, I get it. He doesn't always have the most gaudy numbers. Now, he had gaudy, but he had good numbers, and he still did his shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't respect
supposedly the best defensive team.
Yeah. And if you don't respect Kyle Lowry as a basketball player, I'm gonna go ahead and say, I don't think you really understand basketball.
You don't watch it.
You don't watch him, for sure.
You don't watch our team.
At all.
That's what it is, dude. They don't watch the Raptors. You're going to fucking see in the finals.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's the best about this team is, like, you force people. No, you're going to watch us, bro.
Yeah. And he's going to take a charge from Draymond Green, like, barreling at him.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to
lose their shit.
Well, yeah, lose their guy. And, hey. So, Kyle Lowry, that's done.
Yeah.
It's over.
Him not performing in the playoffs is
him
done.
Not performing
We're
in the
going
playoffs.
To the goddamn finals.
Anyone talking shit about him?
They don't know what they're talking
You're
about.
You're dead.
Yeah.
To us.
You're for sure dead to us.
The Drake curse.
Done.
It's over. it's over.
It's over, man.
He couldn't be more involved in these playoffs.
Yeah.
And they're winning.
Their goddamn coach spoke out against him.
Yeah, that was fucked up. How crazy the Bucks.
That actually, like, the media blew that out of line. Like, if you actually read the full article, it actually isn't that crazy.
No.
It was like, yeah, in context, it would in scene. He wasn't pissed about it.
Interesting.
Like, they really asked him like twice in a row, and he was like, "Yeah, no, I don't know."
Oh, okay.
But they asked Steph the same thing, and Steph was like, "He's like, I don't know, man. That guy's having a good time." He's like, "It gets tricky because he's right on the like court side," but he's like, "I don't know. It's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have fun. He's having fun."
Did you see the tweet that Giannis's agent put out, but then deleted?
About Drake?
Where he's like, imagine you're at a concert and a athlete goes on stage and then just starts performing because they're sitting beside the stage.
I've seen LeBron James.
How terrible would that be?
At a fucking on stage with Drake a lot of times. He did that in LA. Get out of here.
Like, imagine they did. Yeah, exactly. So he deleted that tweet eventually. But some people were saying that they thought Giannis actually hit up his agent and was like, hey, can you not make more out of this? Like,
that would make sense. Yeah, man. Like, doesn't seem like, I don't think any of that came from that kid.
I don't think so. Again, we said this about Embiid after the Sixers series. Giannis seems like the nicest, like, he just seems like a great human being.
Good dude.
You're like, I like this guy when I'm not playing him. You know? He's like a fucking, obviously, amazing basketball player. He just seems like a great human, too. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, glad to not be playing him anymore. Have a nice summer.
Yeah. God bless you. Work on your jumper.
You fucking freak.
You bum. What are you going to listen to all summer, Milwaukee? You banned Drake.
Speaking of Drake, though, just a couple more things. And I don't know why this hasn't been talked. Like, the man's used some kind of spray tan. Is that not... what the fuck happened there?
He's going...
It's diminishing.
He's going to Miami and coming back.
Yeah, but it was... Like, for game 3 and 4, he was orange. Like, the man was orange.
Yeah.
But no one seemed to talk about it. Like, it was this weird, I don't know if people thought it was like a race thing or something, but man, you're making fun of
literally
orange.
Hanging out with
spray tan, not...
Leo Routens a lot. And
yeah.
He had the Leo Routens package.
No one would talk about it, though.
Combo number 3 at the suntan. At the...
Yeah. They split a shower or something. But, dude, it was like no one would talk about it. And I was like, why are people uncomfortable that they think it's because it could be a race thing? But I'm like, no, man, the man's fucking orange. Yeah, like, why is no one?
His skin is a different shade.
It's orange.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I loved everything about Drake this entire playoff run. I cannot
Maybe
wait.
That's what it is. He was doing so many great things for the team. Everyone's like,
let him
fucking orange.
Yeah, let him fly.
No one cares.
Let him go.
Paint that man.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more final thing on him. Smash Mouth.
Oh, no, wait. Before we get to Smash Mouth, the other beef he had was with the Bucks owner's daughter.
Yes.
Who, super gangster move, pulls up courtside wearing a Pusha T-shirt, which is so fire. That's
very
great.
Very well played. Yep. That's a good move.
But then Drake made her his Instagram picture.
Guy's the best.
And did a story and said, yo, listen, all fair, all, you know, everything's fair in war, and I love you, and I'll still take you to OVO Fest.
What a great man. Smash Mouth is not having a good time with Drake.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Whoever is running that account snapped and said, if you pull that shit in Oakland.
Isn't it Mr. Smash?
No, Mr. Mouth.
Mr. Mouth?
Mr. Mouth,
Smash
Mouth.
Which one was it? Smash or Mouth?
Sir Smash.
Buddy, of all the people from Oakland that could threaten
Oakland,
Drake.
Right? Yeah, that's a very good
Smash
point.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
You must be out of your goddamn mind. It is going to be amazing to see Too Short at the games and shit. So, like, I think he's going to go hard.
Do you know, is it Too Short? Like, are there regular
Warriors? E-40. Yeah. Mr. Fab is there, like, always there. I always see him.
Okay.
But all those people are great guys. But so, and also, it's like the Smash Mouth, Mr. Mouth, he was like, don't pull that shit in Oakland. He's not going to, Drake's not going to Oakland, you idiot.
First of all, I can't see that guy being that hard in Oakland. I can't see the lead singer Smash Mouth.
No, but also, Drake is not going to Oakland courtside. He'll do that shit in Toronto.
You think? Oh, speaking of him going to Jurassic Park,
that was fire. This guy was so drunk in that interview.
Yeah, Talking about the college team?
Yeah. Like a college team. You can trust me. I love that guy, man. That was awesome.
He really...
You know what I didn't see footage of? When the players came out to Jurassic Park after.
I didn't... Someone tweeted that, I think, today or yesterday. Eric Smith. Someone did. And he said, I don't know if people saw this either. Because I didn't see it either. Well, I didn't know it was a thing.
I assume that all the media, like the cameras outside, would have been done because they're doing all the shit inside.
Yes.
Right? And then I think they came out.
Wow. Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure Kyle said, like, well, we see you guys out there. We're coming soon.
That's amazing. That's cool
and
shit,
so,
man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did go out there.
Dude, how big was that crowd?
That was fucking nuts, man.
Listen, nothing but respect to those people. But I genuinely want to meet someone that was in that second tier, like the back out towards...
On Bremner Boulevard there?
Yeah. What the fuck are you thinking? Like, why?
I don't know, but buddy, that win, that would have been sick to be there. I mean,
back there, in the
just on
Park,
the street.
Maybe.
No, I just think if you win there, it's
in the vicinity.
It's the fucking cities. We're partying, baby. I don't give a shit who you are.
I mean, you live Queen West, and you said it was bumping over here
till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Really? I'm downtown.
Buddy, like, streetcars were ringing their bells and shit. Dude, horns were honking.
Did you see
high-fiving people?
People climbing on cop cars, and the cops didn't give a shit.
No. Another thing. No arrests.
Yeah, this city
Shout out to this goddamn city. I love y'all.
Shout out to the city, the people, but also shout out to Toronto Police, who also have a very touch-and-go relationship with people and the residents of this city, but Two videos I saw of people climbing on their fucking cars.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a shit.
Jumping.
They didn't even get out.
No.
Unbelievable.
No, just turn the sirens on. That's it. Hey, you guys want to party? Let's fucking go.
Yeah, maybe probably the cops were fucking drinking. It was amazing. Oh, sorry. I was saying, because I live down by Ryerson, Young and Dundas was
bonkers.
Bumping until at least 3 in the morning. It was just nonstop. Car horns and shit, and
we gotta find where Toronto Tupac is.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, Toronto Tupac, where is that man at?
Where is he? We need him. I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. Seemed like a good dude.
I think he gave me his MySpace or something at the time.
Really?
He gave me something. I can't remember. That was a long time ago, buddy. It's a different time in our lives.
Right. Now he's trying to hit you up on LinkedIn. Hey.
I do not have LinkedIn.
Congratulate me, please. It's a work anniversary.
Buddy, all the curses are done. GoDaddy curse, done.
Yeah.
Shout out to goddamn Norm.
Norman Powell, fuck, man. Unbelievable.
Playoff Norm.
Dude. What about Fred VanVleet having Junior and then just going, what was it, 7 for 9 or
buddy,
something insane?
The Fred VanVleet game.
Jesus Christ. I just love this team so much. There's just so many.
Dude, I love Norm's face when he... Playoff Norm's face coming and checking into a game. This dude is about his business.
Yeah, he ain't playing.
No smiles. No. Even guys come up, daps him. He doesn't really look at him. He's just looking at the ball. I'm going to get it.
And
I'm going to shoot it.
He just looks so like positively emotional. You know, like he gets worked up. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Someone said, I heard too, that apparently he hates doing pressers. Like he doesn't like talking to the media. He just wants to do his shit and leave. I was like, I like him more and more. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Also in that presser when Kyle and Kawhi.
Yeah. What was it? They're like, what's the thing that allowed you guys to take this to the next level?
Yeah. And he just looks at Kawhi and just starts laughing.
Yeah.
And Kawhi laughs. Yeah. But at the end of that, like, I don't know how it works. I guess they're allotted a number of questions each, or is it like a free for, there's a certain amount of time?
There must be, yeah.
But anyhow, Kyle was like, we're done. Okay, Kawhi, let's go, man. Like, he just like, Kawhi, let's go.
I love it.
Don't worry, Kawhi, I'll carry this trophy for... I got it, buddy. Let me carry this.
Kyle, I was going to turn that into a chain.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be wearing it around.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All of Oakland is this fucking Eastern Conference Finals necklace. Speaking of press conference, did you see when Giannis just got up and left?
Yeah. I don't mind that.
No, I don't mind either. I mean, I don't think the reporter's question was offensive.
No, I just think it was like repetitive. It was just like literally, I think, the same thing he just answered in a different way, but more.
Yeah.
more critical on like the state of him being there. I honestly think he was like, yo, I'm about to cry in this bitch. I'm leaving.
That's what I think too, man.
I don't think he was pissed. I think he's like emotional.
If you watch, I tweeted the video of it because after he answers the question about Leonard, he sits back and he's like, he looks like he's fighting back tears.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, he's gone. Hey, man. Again.
Don't worry, man. We've been there, yeah, baby. We know how it feels.
We understand, dude.
You'll get here too one day.
Yeah. Pat him on the back next time we see him.
Yeah. The pat and then the rub. You know, the pat and then the
yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe a quick shoulder tweak. Just a quick one-handed. Just one hand.
And that and then Drake fucking going up to Nick Nurse and he's like, are we doing? He's like, yeah, come on, buddy. Get in there. Yeah. That is the best. Yeah, no, all the curses are done. Shout out to Osmos. I'm only eating Osmos until game one.
Excellent, excellent call.
Osmos or Jif and Smuckers.
Yep. Supporting them all.
Put them in a pick and roll. Great sandwich.
All of them.
Yeah, great, great. Yeah. Put the chicken on the rocks and the peanut butter and jelly.
A thing? Three.
We're going to the goddamn NBA Finals. We are going.
Goddamn Finals, Barry.
NBA Finals.
Buddy, I said it at the beginning of the year, man.
You did say it. Actually, a couple people have hit us up on Twitter and said Nick called this in the summer episode.
We're going to the goddamn Finals.
The episode we recorded after they traded for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
It was you called the NBA Finals, and here we are. No idea how to behave in these situations.
No, never, literally never been this happy or here or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Thursday night, I have a show I've got to record for game one, and it's, again, she's not supposed to be this much of the focus of our podcast, but it is my girlfriend's stand-up comedy show.
You're betrothed.
So I literally can't get out of the taping.
Just hope the goddamn comedy bar closes.
Listen, I almost shut down Comedy Records. I was like, you know, we've had a good run.
Folded it up.
Listen.
Focusing on the podcast.
At least till these finals are done, the business is not existing.
Yeah, we don't deal in comedy, only in basketball from now on.
I give up everything just to watch all, ideally, seven games. But, okay, so game one, going to miss the first quarter probably.
I'm bailing on everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, trying to watch all this shit.
Oh, no, but dude. Game four?
Four.
Four.
Game four. Yep.
Are in Alaska.
I'm going to fucking Alaska.
Performing for the troops.
Shout out to the troops, man. Going to
Fort Wainwright.
Perform for the troops in Alaska. And the Raptors are in the finals. I don't even know what's going on with my life. I hope they got strong Wi-Fi. I'm going to go fucking shoot a moose. It's going to be great.
Performing on a U.S. military base in June when the Toronto Raptors are in the NBA Finals. Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, ideally, I think we're going to try and do at least one podcast between each game. For that one, we just lock down some Skype.
We're going to figure it out. We'll get more. Listen, Skype it in.
We're powered by Windows 10 now. Okay.
A whole new world. Yeah. Shout out to the dude from Aladdin that you said looked like me when you're hammered.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Oh, because what feed were you watching the game?
No, I saw him. I'm like, they don't fucking look like me.
I kind of.
He just has teeth that stick out like how my teeth stick out. I know what you're saying. I get it. And he's like,
he just reminded me of
skin color.
I honest to God, when he started talking, I was like, yo, this is, I swear to God, just from like a whatever work standpoint, I was like, yo, Nick could be this fucking guy. Because you know? He's from like Richmond Hill or something, isn't
he?
Like
Markham, I think, yeah.
I don't know, whatever. But I was just like, yo, fucking Nick could be alive.
Buddy, that guy can sing. I can't sing.
Oh, yeah?
He can sing, yeah. It's a musical.
Yeah, but I don't.
Hey,
dude,
now, you're an all star.
Well, I think you can sing too.
Dude, you know what? I was, I literally don't know what happened, but today I started singing Casey and JoJo's All My Life.
Whoa.
But I was thinking about Kawhi Leonard the whole time. Isn't that weird? I swear to God.
It's for sure weird, yeah.
I smoked a little bit of weed and I was like, man, I'm so happy.
There's not, you know what? We don't know how we're going to react. This is new territory.
All my life.
Dude,
I pray for someone like you.
Forgot about that fucking tune.
Buddy, what? I shut dances down in grade eight with that.
But so you're in Alaska for one game.
In Alaska.
I'm taping a comedy
show. I'm watching the fucking game, though. I'm sure they got strong Wi-Fi. It's the finals.
It's the U.S. military. These guys are hooked up. They know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be watching it in a fucking stealth bomber, buddy. You're going to have a great time.
Sitting on the cannon of a tank watching it.
What are the odds do you feel that you're going to find another Toronto Raptors fan there? Because I don't know if I said this. You're performing for the American troops.
Yes.
Do you think you'll find?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. Maybe not.
I would think probably only because of Kawhi Leonard. I think someone would be like, oh, I'm a big Kawhi Leonard.
You know what I mean?
For you to find someone that's just a Raptors fan would
blow my. That would be insane. That'd be crazy. That wouldn't even make sense because they're all American citizens.
Like, exactly.
How would you become a. But we know some Americans that are Raptors fans. Right?
Like I know.
Shout out to Aaron.
Aaron Hodges is the only one I know. Shout out to Aaron.
Yeah, I thought there was more. It really is just Aaron.
Lucky Dog Productions.
Buddy, when we win the goddamn championship, we'll be able to name a lot more than that.
That's right. That's right.
And I bet you they're hopping on already.
Nothing wrong with that. Also, how do you feel about the bandwagon getting so full?
Love it. I don't give a shit.
Some people, some people talk. I was like, why do you care?
I hate people like that, man. Like, why do you need to? Why do we have to find a problem with a city being happy?
Yeah. No, dude. And did you?
This has never happened before for anyone. Who cares, y'all? Just don't talk to me about it. We talked about this on the podcast. Like, where I'm like, I love, it's root for the team, it's better, just don't pretend like you know what you're saying.
And, agree.
That's all.
100%.
Know your place.
But it is almost at that, it's not quite, I don't think, but it's very close to the Blue Jays level in, like, 2015, where every motherfucker in the city.
I think it's bigger than that.
Do you think so? I don't know. That was some of the craziest shit. Everyone had a Blue Jays hat on that.
I don't know, man.
But
I'll tell you what, the entire Blue Jays was wearing a goddamn We the North shirt.
How cool was that? That was what Marcus Stroman and someone set that up.
I don't know.
Shit, can't think of it.
Don't know who it was. I'm sure I wouldn't know him anyways.
You know, speaking just real quick, you went to the...
Twice now.
Two.
Went to two Blue Jays games.
And both times?
They sat Vladdy for no goddamn reason. He's not hurt. Just sat. I saw him.
Fucking believable.
In the goddamn dugout, just chilling.
Unreal.
Both times. Who cares? The Raptors are going to the finals.
Absolutely. So, okay. So, just in closing then, besides Alaska, where do you think? I mean, I'm sure you and I and probably Monty will just take in the games either here at your place or at my place.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know if I could go out in public, man.
No, I think I don't want.
Listen,
the
fact that the three of us are watching together, the fact that I'm okay to be in the room with other people and think that emotionally I can handle that.
You
know,
you have a support system, is what basically is people that understand your pain and
your exactly, joy. And if anything, are going to feel as bad, if not worse, than me,
right?
Exactly. We're all pulling each other off the ledge, you know, or we're all going off together. I don't know. We'll see how the games go. I can't predict anything.
No, right, I agree.
But, I mean, the city's going to be fucking insane. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Sunday, the day after the game, I was just out for a walk because it was a beautiful day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could hear people on the sidewalk talking about the Raptors.
Yeah.
Like, I was going through Cabbage Town. There was a woman and her husband behind me pushing their baby in a stroller, and she was quoting it. She's like, the Raptors are going to the finals. Fucking people on
the
streets.
I'm telling you, it's way bigger than the Jays.
Maybe. It's up there, though. The whole city's locked in right now.
I think it's bigger than Jays, man.
Okay. Dare we make a prediction for these finals? Should we?
Raptors in four. What the hell do you mean? I really want Raps in five so I don't have to fucking be in Alaska when we win a goddamn championship.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'll steal a fucking tank. And are you going? Coming in. I don't give a shit, dude. What?
Are you going to wear your Raps? Which jersey do you have?
I have an old school Stoudemire jersey, and I have a Kyle Lowry all-star jersey from Toronto.
Could you wear a camo jersey to that?
No, I don't think I want to wear a camo in front of the military.
But isn't it a salute to the military?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
It is a weird topic.
I'm not going to take my chance.
I mean, that's why they always say they were wearing them before, was military appreciation night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it would be.
It's also a Canadian team, so it's weird. Like,
it is a roll of the dice for your first time to be on an American military base.
Stick to a button up, I think. It's a nice hoodie. Plain black hoodie I'm going with on this one, I think. I'll wear my Kyle Lowry socks, though. That's for damn sure.
Okay, that's good. What if you wore like a Rambo t-shirt or something like headband?
That doesn't gonna work out good.
Predator? You got the fucking the Schwarzenegger? I don't know. Paint your face, but paint the camo.
paint digital camo on my face. Show up like a Universal Soldier. It's got ears hanging around my necklace. Is this cool? Is this what you guys do?
Hey, what's up, guys? Raps in six, right?
Take two, thing four.
Buddy, Nick Nurse.
There he is.
Coach
Double
Circles.
I'm buying a Nick Nurse hat. That's what I'm wearing to the Army gig, buddy. A Nick Dude. Nurse hat.
Can you believe Nick Nurse has a clothing line? Like, are we? Anyway.
Yeah.
Why not?
The whole team's got a clothing line.
Dude.
The best is you can't buy Kawhi shirts or sold out. The fun guy shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Gone, buddy.
Wow. Huh.
Bet you can find a Nick Nurse hat, no problem.
Maybe. But what? Did your perception of him not change after that series?
Yeah, can't not. Like, I keep winning the shit, bro. It's hard. You know what I mean?
He definitely
really does fix all your problems. So.
There were moments where you could tell they were succeeding because of his play calling.
For sure.
They were like, not, you know, obviously having Kawhi Leonard is the ultimate, you know, win solution. But there were legit moments where like, yo, he's calling, like you'd see plays and you'd be like, holy shit, that was good. You know, mm-hmm. or like even the defense that he set up to shut down.
Our defense was insane.
Unbelievable.
Like insane.
Fucking incredible.
Yeah, that's got
to
go.
Even to the point where there were a couple times where they would put like Siakam and Gasol up at the top of the key on each corner and then, you know, funnel Giannis into the middle and then Lowry would take a charge.
Yeah.
I was like, buddy, this guy is controlling what this other person is fucking doing.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
He was great.
Yeah. And I mean, is that something like we don't ever have to revisit Nick Nurse being a questionable coach?
I mean, not right now. We'll see, buddy. We got the finals coming up.
Okay, all right. And apparently also he's going to coach Team Canada.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
Me too.
I'm okay with it.
I'll tell you what. He's for sure a better coach than Jay Chiano. I'll tell you. Shout out to Jay. Respect for what you've done.
What about Leo Rountons?
I mean, if I was a basketball player,